Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Mike Smolkovich, Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Agency for International Development. And joining me is Patty Fisher, another PwC partner. Well, Mike, we came to a short end of that last segment, so let me double back. What I found interesting in that last segment was you talked about benchmarking, measurement, and also implementing new financial systems successfully, two things that many people don't try or can't do. And so I'm curious, how were you able to do this?
In our case, it was fairly easy because in terms of the accounting system, we didn't have a lot of choices. AIDS needed an accounting system for more than a decade. And when we got our management team to make this the first priority, it became relatively easy. We then had to look to ourselves and we said, how do we support that priority? We didn't have a lot of people, so we simply took our best and brightest. And that meant our number one and number two managers from our operating units and from our systems organization and from our CIO organization. So we had a fairly tight team. We also knew that we couldn't manage it all ourselves. And so we used a public accounting firm. We used the vendor for our accounting system, and we used our integrator to build a team of people who would focus on getting the system implemented. The other consideration we had was that this was not a small effort for us or for anyone. And we looked at it from a risk management perspective. The objective was to get operational in Washington. And we developed a strategy that would allow us to do that by saying, okay, how do you make Washington operational? And the way you make Washington operational is to turn the vendor's product on. And part of that strategy was to delay some of the automated interfaces. And so and in a short run, you can live with manual interfaces. You can get things done that way. So we made those kinds of decisions, looking at the team, looking at our skills, our strengths and weaknesses, and say, no changes to the software, stick to the schedule, make decisions. A lot of these projects get off schedule because the vendor and the government cannot make a decision in a timely way, and the clock turns. So some of those types of things are what enabled us to take on the accounting thing. In terms of some of the measurement issues, we know that we process a lot of transactions, both on the accounting side and on the procurement side, and we're looking for ways to really improve our practices. And one of the things we said, if we can engage people and provide them with information about the results of their business practices today, we can begin engage our whole workforce to begin to manage the change process and to also begin to look forward to implementing the system. You know, one of the things that motivates us right now in that way is that part of our plan involves implementing the system in Cairo and San Salvador. So we spend time there building energy both in Washington and the field to the challenge of making a system operational in Washington. I know measuring scares some people, but in the CFO business in particular, if you don't know what you're doing and don't know where your opportunities for improvement are, you can't defend your organization and you can't fine-tune it. So we've used these things, I think, in very, very positive ways to engage the workforce.
Mike, it was in 1990 that Congress created the CFO position within the government, but you've been involved in financial management for much longer than that. How has the field changed over your 30 years, and what has been the impact of that act, the CFO Act?
Well, the field's changed in this way. 20 years ago, for example, we wouldn't be doing this show. Okay. The visibility for CFOs has increased dramatically. The CFO community, whether the CFO was called a controller or whether the CFO was called an assistant secretary for management in the old days, the community worked very hard to get visibility. Well, we've gained visibility. The other thing that's occurred, and it's just not in the government, it's across the world, is that there's been a tremendous increase in the demand for accountability. How many CFO types or program types or CIO types talk to you without raising the issue of accountability. And the other thing is performance. With the changes in the way services are delivered, people expect more. So I think CFOs are more visible from a management perspective, and they're certainly more visible from an operational or service perspective. These are the changes that I think all of us are dealing with and that we're all challenged by, and they're going to continue to be a challenge.
What skills are needed to be a federal CFO?
Well, if you look in the organization chart or in a textbook, every CFO is going to have some credentials for accounting, budgeting, credit, debt management. Those are the skills that all the people in these jobs bring to the job from their set of experiences. But the real issue, I think, today for CFOs is understanding how business works and understanding how systems works. If you're a CFO of an agency, just as in the case of the private sector, you have to understand what generates your revenue. In our case, it's mostly appropriations, but it can be enterprise funds too, where you're actually conducting business day-to-day with people and earning a revenue stream. So those things are fundamental, understanding the business, understanding systems, but more understanding the changes that are needed today. That's what I think any CFO has to bring to the table for the next 5 or 10 years.
You just mentioned one example of how a private sector CFO might look at financial information that differs from a federal CFO. Are there other job differences between the public sector and the private sector CFOs?
I think there are some, but I don't think there are that many. In fact, I looked at there's a magazine called CFO, and it's oriented toward private sector CFOs. And if you look in that this month's issue or last month's issue, and you look at rating or managing effective CFOs, all the issues look the same: managing revenue stream, managing working capital. And you might say in the government, well, what is the government's working capital? Well, we just obtained a working capital fund from the Congress, which will allow us to run more of our operations in a business-like way. We just spent a year going back and mining and reviewing our unliquidated obligations, and we were able to basically take funds that were tied up in stale accounting and budget information and turn that into budget authority that can be used in our programs. These are the types of things that a CFO in a private sector organization would do. The business of managing investments. Every CFO is involved in managing investments in one way or another. In structuring deals, every CFO in the private sector is involved in structuring deals. Federal agencies don't work in isolation. They work with contractors or vendors. They work with other governments or other agencies, and memoranda of understanding or deals are always being formed. So I think when you try to compare the two, I think there are more similarities than not.
You're also a member of the CFO Council. What's the council and what does it do?
The CFO Council is composed of all the statutory CFOs and in recent years the deputy CFOs, which has been a good thing. The CFO Council develops a 5-year plan in cooperation with OMB. It's been a place where CFOs can come together to share experiences, good and bad. The council has been effective in working with the central agencies in this way. Many times a standard or a law is proposed for implementation, but it's the CFO community that has to actually implement the process. So in the council, we come together and we work on issues to improve systems or to improve processes. We spend a lot of time trying to help ourselves in the recruitment and training and education areas. So it's those types of things that the council tends to, trying to make implementation effective and trying to make CFOs more effective as a group of people.
It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with Mike Smolkovich of USAID.